There's a lot of beating going on in today's gospel. I don't know if you got it. Severe beating, someone won't get as bad a beating. But it ends up with saying, to whom more is given, more is expected, is the traditional line. And fathers, that us, that is us. We have been given much when you reflect on that we get to hold the God of the universe in our hands every day. We get to bring and make bread and wine, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. We get to forgive people their sins. People come to us, and so when people look at us, they rightly want to see Jesus, right? That's the point. Every question, every time anyone comes to you or I, they're saying the same thing. Father, I would like to see Jesus. And any time we show them themselves, we do Christ and we do them a great disservice. Our job is to show them Jesus. And so, you know, there's a great story talked about in the Second World War. You know, there was a we were fighting with Japan. There was an American who was caught, and he was a prisoner of war, and they treated him pretty bad. But they fed him and did everything else. At the same time, there was a Japanese man there, and he was a traitor, and so him, they treated horribly. Huh? And so every day they would torture him and deprive him of food, the Japanese man, and then they'd throw him in the cell with the American, who was a Christian. And the American would take his food and give it to the Japanese man. And he would sit there and try as best he could to help the Japanese man and heal his wounds. And this happened for about a month. At the end of the month, they had beaten the Japanese man and tortured him so badly that when they threw him back in the cell with the American, the American knew that this guy was going to die that night. There was no way he was going to live. So he knelt down next to him because he thought, you know, I've shared with this guy everything except for Jesus. So he knelt down next to him and he says, you know, you're probably going to die tonight. But you don't have to be afraid. If you just sit there and surrender your life to Jesus, you will live forever. You know what the Japanese man said to the American? He said, if this Jesus is anything like you, I can't wait to meet him. Could they say that about us fathers? Oh, Father, her Monsignor, if Jesus Christ is anything like you, I can't wait to meet him. Is that what they could say? Those of you who are lay people out there, could your wife look at you and say, oh, hubby dear, if Jesus Christ is anything like you, I can't wait to meet him. Could your kids say that about you, parents? Oh, mom, oh, dad, if Jesus Christ is anything like you, I can't wait to meet him. Husbands, could your wives say that about you? Because by definition, a Christian is another Christ. That we can't sit there and, like I talked about yesterday, focus on ourselves and I'm just a weak sinner. Get over yourself. You have Christ living inside of you. And if you're going to call yourself a Christian, then your job and my job is to show people Jesus Christ. Now, we'll all do it in our own way, in our own personality. But the point is that we show them Christ. And the thing that stops us from showing people Christ, of course, is our sin. And so we can either just sit there and make excuses for our sin, or become slaves to our sin, as it talks about in the first reading, or no longer let sin rule over us. Now, the way we no longer let sin rule over us is when we give God permission to get rid of it. I'm sure, I don't know if you're a big C.S. Lewis fan, but I've read almost every C.S. Lewis book. I love C.S. Lewis. Again, he's not a Catholic, but he had a Catholic theology in some ways. Anyway, in his book, The Great Divorce, I don't know if you ever read it, but in The Great Divorce, it's about, you know, heaven. It tries to explain heaven, hell, and there's a purgatory, if you will, in there. And there's this guy who struggles with lust his whole life, huh? And this lust is a little demon of lust on his shoulder, and it has a chain around the man's neck. And this demon makes that man do all these horrible things, all these things he's very ashamed of. And he keeps crying out to God, God, you got to get rid of this demon of lust. God, help me. I can't deal with this demon of lust. And gentlemen and ladies, fill that in with your own demons. It doesn't have to be a demon of lust. It could be the demon of gossip, the demon of pride, the demon of vanity, the demon of greed. You fill in the blank, whatever your personal demon happens to be. And so it's sitting there and it makes it do all these horrible things. And so finally, after this man cries out, I need help with this. I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this. God sends an angel. And an angel appears to him and says, what can I help you with? And he says, it's this demon of lust that makes me do all these horrible things. I hate it, I hate it. And the angel looks at him and says, may I kill it? Oh, I don't know if you want to kill it. Maybe you could just wound it a little bit or something, you know, take it out. May I kill it, says the angel. Oh, killing isn't very politically correct, you know. We got to make peace with our demons, da 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 da. And the angel says, may I kill it? Finally, the man says, yes, 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 kill it. And the angel reaches out and he takes a demon of lust and he crushes it and it falls to the ground and it withers and it dies. And then it's transformed and it grows in this beautiful white stallion. And he jumps on the stallion and the stallion takes him home to heaven. So the Lord looks at us each today and says, that demon in your life that's made you a slave, may I kill it? And when you and I say, yes, Lord, kill it, he can transform that cross that's made us do these horrible things throughout our lives and make it into a beautiful stallion that can take us into heaven. But we have to give him permission to kill the demons in our life so that people will see no longer us, but Jesus. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.